Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Chagiga has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Dovi Merenstein as a zchus for their children.
Chagiga Dav Dalet. The Brice over here brings a Joshua to tell us how we know that Noshim and Tumtum and Androgynous are potter from Iyo. The Pasuk says Yerua calls the Churcha, and the Brice says from the word Zachor alone we already know to be Memayit Noshim. From Zachurcha we're Moitzi also Tumtum and Androgynous. And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara asks, why do you need a drasha of Zachar, lohitzi yasan noshim, lama likra, michti, mitzvah sasei shazman gromohu, v'chol mitzvah sasei shazman groma noshim pturois. We know the klal is that any mitzvah sasei, which is man groma, noshim are potter. Here as well, the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel is surely tolling in zman, why do you need a drasha to be memay noshim? On that the Gemara answers, salkadai techamino neilif ri'iyo ri'iyo mehakel. You would have thought to learn from Hakel to Re'iyo to tell us that Noshim are Chayiv. Kamash Malan, therefore you need the Pasuk of Zachar to be Maitzi Noshim to tell us that they're Potter. Now the Achreinim Dan over here, the Shar HaMelech, the Turi Evan, and others, what does the Gemara mean to say that the mitzvah of Re'iyo is an Asay, and therefore it's Pashut that mitzvah Asay Shaz Man Groma Noshim Pturais? There's a Lois Asay also. V'leiro Panay Rekom. So why is it Pashut to Pater Noshim, L'char you need a Pasuk? Now the truth is, there are two ways to ask this kasha. The Shar HaMelech, in Hilchas Avidas Kechavim, Per Gid Beis, Halocha Gimel, he begins by asking, we know the Gemara in Psochim Daf Mem Gimel says that Noshim are Mechuyiv to eat matzah on Leil HaSeder. Why is that? L'cher it's a mitzvah sasesha as man grama Noshim should be potter. And the Gemara makes a drasha. The Gemara says, since the Pasuk says, L'soichel alov chometz, shivas yomim toichel alov matzahis, we say, kol sheyeshnei b'bal toichel chometz, yeshnei b'achilas matzah. V'hani noshi nami hoil v'yeshten b'bal toichel chometz, yeshten b'kum echol matzah. Since noshim are mitzuva in lois aseis, even when it's zman groma, they're still mitzuva, and therefore they have the isser to eat chometz on Pesach, and the Torah puts together the isser of eating chometz and the mitzvah of achilas matzah, and therefore since noshim are mitzuva in not eating chometz, they also have the mitzvah of eating matzah. And if so, the Shari Melech asks, why don't we say the same thing over here? If we would not have a drosh of Zechurcha, we would have said, since the mitzvah of Re'iyo includes an essay and a lois essay, and since Noshim are mitzvah and the lois essay, the lav of Leiro panei Reikom, we should say that that's megale to us, that they also have the essay of Yeiro called Zechurcha, just like the Gemara says, Legabi Pesach. And even though we know, the Shari Melech says, that Lamais and Noshim do not have the lois essay either, here they don't have the love of Leiro Panei Reikom. Shar HaMelech says as a Dover Poshet that Lamaisa, if an Isha will go into the Azara without bringing a carbon, she will not be over the love. We discussed this point earlier on Daf Beis, the Minchas Chinuch talks about this. And we saw that the Sefer HaChinuch is Mevur, that this love of Leiro Panei Reikom is not Negea at all for Noshim. Meaning, even if they do go in empty-handed, they won't be over the love of Leiro Panei Reikom. And Shar HaMelech says, that's only Lemaisa after we have a Pasuk of Zechurcha. We're Memayit them, and they do not have the Essay or the Lois Essay, even if they come into the Azara empty-handed, they're not over the Lav. But if we would not have had the Pasuk of Zechurcha, the Chari we should have said that they have the Lav, and once they have the Lav, they should also have the Essay, because the Torah puts together the Lav and the Essay. So how could the Gemara ask that we should not need the Pasuk of Zechurcha? And the Shar HaMelech says the Teretz, based on the Yisoid of the Marit in Kedushin Dav Lamed Dalet. That's where the sugya of Essay Shazman Groma is, and there's a Tosis over there that discusses that which the Gemara says that Noshim are mitzuva in the mitzvah of Ma'ake, putting a fence on the roof, because that's a mitzvah Sasei She'ein Hazman Groma. And Tosis asks, even if it would have been a mitzvah Sasei Shazman Groma, Noshim would have been mitzuva anyhow, because there's a lav over there in the Pasuk as well. The Pasuk says, V'leisosim damen bebeisecha. So why does the Gemara have to say that Noshim are mitzvah in Makkah because it's a mitzvah sasei she'ein hazman groma? And Tosis answers over there that there are certain cases where you do not have the lois sasei, you only have the essay, and therefore the Gemara has to tell us that Noshim have the essay as well, so even in those cases where the lois sasei does not apply, Noshim still are mitzvah in the mitzvah of Makkah because it's not zman groma. And the Marit over there asks on Tosis that still, even if Makkah would be mitzvah sasei she'ein groma, still, once Noshim are mitzuva in the Lois Asei, and the Pasuk puts the two together, the Essay and the Lois Asei, V'osisa maki legagecha v'leisosim damim b'beisecha, once Noshim have the Lois Asei, they should also be mitzuva in the Essay. Just like the Gemara in Pesachim, which we mentioned before, that if the Torah puts together an essay and a lois essay, once Nashim are matuva in the lois essay, they're also matuva in the essay, even if it would be Zman Groma. So again, the kasha comes back, why does the Gemara have to say then Makkah is Einas Zman Groma, and therefore Nashim are matuva, even if it would be Zman Groma, they would be matuva in the lois essay, and once they're matuva in the lois essay, they should be matuva in the essay as well. And the Marit over there says, a teretz, to answer this kasha, that when do we say this klal, that when there's a lois essay and an essay together, then the Torah is megal to us that Noshim are mitzvah in the essay as well, even though it's Zman Groma, that's only two independent mitzvahs. An essay and a lois essay, which is not the same inyan. Eating chametz on Pesach is a lois essay, which is independent from the separate mitzvah's essay of eating matzah on Pesach. So from the fact that the Torah put the two together, even though they're not really connected, we could darshan smuchim, we could learn from the fact that the Torah put them next to each other to tell us that it must be the Noshim or Mitzvah in the essay as well. However, the mitzvah of Makkah, which the essay and the Lois essay is really one inyan, the Torah is strengthening it by giving it Beloshan essay and by Lois essay. And even though, like we mentioned, Taisa says there are certain cases where there's only an essay and not a Lois essay, but Al Kaparim, they're Be'ikar one inyan. And there we cannot say from the fact that the Torah put together the essay and lois essay, it must be to be megala to us that the noshim are mitzvah as well. The Torah put them together because they're one inyan. Only something which is two separate inyanim there, if the Torah went out of its way to put the essay and the lois essay together, that could be megala to us that noshim, since they're mitzvah in the lois essay, they're also mitzvah in the essay. And therefore this klal will not apply by Makkah. And that's why the Gemara had to tell us that Makkah is mitzvah essay she'ein as man gromo, and therefore noshim have the essay as well. And with this, the Shaar HaMelech says, we can answer the kasha on Eretz Sugya as well, because the essay of Yeroah calls the Churcha, and the lois essay of Lo Yeroah Panay Reikom is one inyan. The Torah is telling us to be Oyle Regel, and that when we're Oyle Regel, we should bring along a carbon, we should not come empty-handed. Here, we cannot darshan smuchim to tell us that the Torah put the essay and the lois essay together to tell us that Noshim are mitzvah in the essay as well. The Torah put them together because they're one inyan. So here, even if Noshim would be mitzvah in the lois essay, they would have the love of Leiro Panei Reikom, that would not be megala to us, that they also have the essay of Yeiro Kol Zechurcha. With this, the Shaar HaMelech answers another kasha. He explains the shita of Rabbeinu Yosef, Me'eretz Yisrael, which is quoted in Tosfos and Kedushin, Dav Lamed Daud Amud Aleph. Rabbeinu Yosef says that even though we know from the Gemara in Shabbos that Yontif is an essay and a lois essay, there's an essay to keep Yontif, the pasuk says Mikra Kodesh, and there's a lois essay of Kol Melacha Lois Aseh. Therefore, one who is over and does melacha on yontif is over both an essay and a lois essay. However, Rabbeinu Yosef says that's only for anoshim. But noshim, they only have the love of kol melacha lois aseh. They do not have an essay of mikra kodesh because it's a mitzvah aseh she'as man groma. This is the shita of Rabbeinu Yosef quoted in Tosfos in Kedushin. And the Shaar HaMelech asks on this shita, why don't we say the same klal like the Gemara Pesachim says? Since noshim are mitzvah and the lois aseh, they should have the essay as well. We should say kol sheyeshnei belav de kol melacha leisase yeshnei beessay de mikra kodesh, and he answers with the same yisoid. And here the essay of mikra kodesh and the lois essay of kol melacha leisase is one inyan, and here we cannot darshan smuchim. We cannot tell us that since the Torah put them together, it's to be megala to us that noshim have the essay. The Torah put them together because they're one inyan, and therefore even though noshim have the lois essay, they still will not have the essay because it's zman groma. So this is how the Shaar HaMelech asks his kasha, that without the pasuk of Schorcha, we should have said that Noshim, not only do they have the lois essay, but that should also tell us that they have the essay. However, he continues, he says, okay, so we know, Einach Hanami, that they will not have the essay either way, because it's Zman Groma, and for that we don't need a pasuk. But still he asks, L'chari, we need the pasuk to tell us that they do not have the lois essay. If an Isha will come to the Azara without a carbon, you would have thought that she's over the lav, because Noshim always have the mitzvah in all lavin, even if there's Zman Groma. And therefore she will be over the pasuk of Leiro upon Eirekom. And therefore we need a drasha to tell us, Zohar lehoitzias hanoshim, to tell us that they do not have the lav either. And on this kasha he leaves off Betzor Chiyun. Now in the Sefer Yad Dovid on Chagigo, he quotes this kasha that you need the pasuk of Zohar to be moitzi noshim from the lav of Leiro upon Eirekom. And first he wants to be malchik, he says maybe the Gemara means to say that Al Korchach the drasha is not coming to tell us that they're not bechlau the lav, because if so, the Torah should have said a lashon of zechurcha by the lav. The Torah should have said v'la'iroa zechurcha panei reikam. The Torah says the lashon of zechurcha by the essay. That's mashma. We need the pasuk to tell us that noshim are not bechlal the essay, and therefore the Gemara has a good kasha. We don't need it for that because it's a mitzvah saseh she'as man groma. However, the Yad David goes on and continues. He says that there's really a more simple teretz to answer this kasha. And the truth is that Turi Evin on Daf Beis Amud Aleph says a similar svara as well. He says that Bishlamo, if the pasuk of La'iroa Panei Rekom was coming to tell us that there's a lav for coming into Nazar without a carbon, and that lav would be any time in the year that someone comes without a carbon, they're over a lav, then ain't a chanami. There could be a tzad to say that Nashim have the lav, even though they do not have the essay of Yeroa Kol Zechorcha. They don't have to come on Yontif to be Oyle Regel, but any time they come to Nazar without a carbon, they'll be over the lav of La'iroa Panei Rekom. But since the din is that the lav is only on Yontif, any other time of the year that someone comes to the Azar without the carbon, he's not over any lav. And therefore, the lav of Leiro Panei Rekom is a prat. It's a detail for someone who's coming to be Oyle L'Regel. They're coming to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yeroa Kol Zechorcha. On that, the Torah tells us that if they come without a carbon, they're over a lav of Leiro Panei Rekom. And he says that Noshim on Yontif is no different than Anoshim any time of the year. For Noshim, there's no difference if it's Yontif or not. For Anoshim, where there's a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, there the Torah says if they come empty-handed, they're over a lav. Noshim who do not have this mitzvah, so what's the difference if they come on Yontif or they come any other time of the year? Either way, there's no lav for them. The lav is only someone who's coming to be Aliyah L'Regel, to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Yeroa Kol Zechorcha. On them the Torah give a lav of La'iroa Panei Rekom. This is the svar of the Yad David and the Turi Evin on Daf Beis as well. He says a loshen that the loisa say is talya uba machmas mitzvah sase diri asponim. The loisa say is coming machmas the essay. Once there's an essay, the Torah also gave a lav for someone who comes to be mekayim the essay and they come empty handed. But noshim, once they're not included in the essay, mamela, they also do not have the loisa say. And therefore the Yad David says this answers both kashas of the Shaar Melech. The Gemara's kasha is good that even if it would not say zechorcha, you would know that Noshim are not included in the essay. And once they're not included in the essay, Memela also, we know that they don't have the lav. So the Shaar Melech asks 2 points. First, he says that if they're included in the lav, that should be megal to us that they're also included in the essay. And secondly, he asks that even if we don't say that, even if they're not mitzvah in the essay, but still they would be mitzvah in the lav, you need the pasuk for that. On this, the Yad David answers that no, they would not be included in the lav either. Once we know that they're not included in the essay, and the whole point of the lav is only for someone who's coming to be mekayim the essay, Mamela, you would know that Noshim are not included in the lav. Like he says, that Noshim on a regel are similar to Anoshim all year long. There's no tzad to say that they're over the lav of Leiro Panei Rekom. This svar the Turi Evin is maskim to, he says as well. And we said earlier in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, we quoted this Gemara, the Turi Evin brought a rai from Er Gemara to a different point, that Tosis on Daf Beis quoted the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi holds that Noshim Lemaisa are Mechoyiv in the mitzvah of Re'iyas Panim. And they're only potter from a carbon. The Turi Evin proved from Er Sugya that the Bavli holds not like that. Because if Er Sugya also is maskim, then Noshim are mitzvah in Re'iyas Panim. And the Nidin in Er Sugya would be Legabri the carbon. That's what we brought the Josh of Zechorcha to potter them from a carbon. Then the Gemara would definitely be Shver. How could the Gemara say you don't need a pasuk? It's a mitzvah Saseisha as man grama. Anyone who has a mitzvah of Re'iyas Panim has a loisasei of La'iroa Panei Rekom. Noshim would be included in that loisasei. And for that you would need a drosh of Zechorcha to patter them from a carbon. Obviously the Bavli does not hold like this. The Nidin in Er Sugya is whether Bechlau they have Re'iyas Panim, and that's what the Gemara says. Zechorcha tells us that they're patter. And that was the Gemara's kasha, that you shouldn't need a pasuk for that. It's a mitzvah sasei she'as man gromo. And like we explained, once they're patter from the essay, the male they also would not have the loisasei, because the loisasei is dependent on the essay. And that the Gemara answers, no, you need the pasuk of Zechorcha because you would have learned from Hakel to be Mechayev them. Now the next inyan we'll discuss is the Tumtum and Androgynous. The Braisa says we learn from Zechorcha, from the extra Chof, to exclude Tumtum and Androgynous. And the Gemara asks Akasha, Bishlam Androgynous, Itzrich, Sakodai Techamino, Hoyov, Islay Tzad Zachrus, Lechayev. Kamash Malon, the Bar Yubifnei Atzmahu. Enechanami, we understand that we would have had a Havamino, that an androgynous should be mitzvah in Re'iyo because he has a tzad zachrus. Meaning to say, an androgynous is someone who has contradicting features. His anatomy has certain aspects of a zachar and certain of a nekeva. And therefore you would have thought that since he has certain aspects of a zachar, he should have been mitzvah in the mitzvah of Re'iyo. So we need a pasuk to tell us that he's not mitzvah. However, a tumtum, who is not someone who has contradicting features, rather his anatomy is unknown. His organs are covered over, we're not able to tell if he's a zachar or a nekeva. And therefore the Gemara says, Itzrich kol me'utei sveika, do we need a pasuk to tell us that someone who is a suffik, that he's pater? Now there's a great discussion in Rishonim and Achronim how to explain this one line of the Gemara, Istrichro l'me'utei sveika. What exactly is the Gemara's kasha? And we'll see, based on how you understand this line, this could be megala on a major shayla, which is negeh all over Shas. Now before we see the way Rashi and Tosfos learn, we'll just speak out one important point, which the Tosfos HaRosh says, and the Turi Evan as well. Tosfos alludes to it briefly, that there are other places in Shas where the Gemara uses this same Lashon, and there it means something totally different. For example, there's a Gemara in Chulin Daf Chav Beis, which talks about a certain stage in the development of a bird, and the Gemara has a Shaila if it's kosher at that point to be brought as a carbon. And the Gemara brings a miut from a pasuk to tell us that it's not right for a carbon, and there the Gemara asks, Itzrichro l'me'utei sveika. There the Gemara means something else. The Gemara means to say it's not possible to say that the Torah was memayit something which to us is a suffik, a type of suffik which klapei Shmaya Galya. It's clear in Shemayim, in other words, this is clearly either kosher or apostle. This stage is either considered a gadol or a katan. We're not sure what's the status, what's the din. Here it wouldn't make sense that there's a drasha to tell us what to do b'makim suffik, because klapei Shmaya there is no suffik. The din is clearly one way or the other. If we have a lack of yediyah, the Torah wouldn't give us a drasha to tell us what's the din in our lack of yediyah. However, here the Turi Evan, as well as the Tosfos HaRosh, they explain that this cannot possibly be the kavana of the Gemara's kasha, Istrichro l'me'utei sveika, because a tumtum is not a suffik in din. It's not that we're not sure what the Torah considers this tumtum, rather we're not sure about the anatomy of the tumtum. Each and every tumtum is an individual suffik. Each one we're not sure, he might end up turning out to be a zachar or a nekeva. And it's not the pshat that we have a chesaron yediyah in the kavana of the Torah. Rather, it's a suffik what the metzias will turn out to be. And therefore, surely it would make sense for the Torah to give us a miut to tell us what we should do in the case when we have a suffik. So akachach, that's not the Gemara's kasha, istrichro l'me'utei sveika. So what is the Gemara's kasha over here? So Rashi says, asi kro l'me'utei sveika, Rashi says, b'tmiya, lama likro, mehecha teselon l'chayuvei. Since he's a Sofik, why would you think that he's Chayiv? It should be poshut that someone who's only a Sofik is potter from the mitzvah. Tosfos, however, adds a little bit more. Tosfos, in the beginning of Dibar Maschil El Atumtum, Tosfos says, El Atumtum hoil v'noshim pturois, v'hai eima isho hava, memel havi patrina leki hechi deloi laisi chulin la'azara. Tosfos says that if it's only a Sofik, then it's poshut that we should potter him from the mitzvah, because since he might be an isho, who's potter from Aliyah L'Regel and from the Eilas Riyah, if he comes and he brings a carbon, this carbon might end up turning out to be Chulin Ba'azara. Since he was Makdashit as an Eilas Riyah, and he doesn't have Bechlal, the mitzvah of Eilas Riyah, it's actually Chulin, and you're over in Isra of bringing Chulin to Ba'azara. In other words, Tais is saying that we should potter him so that we don't come the day Sofik Isra. So Tais did not suffice by saying like Rashi, that since it's only a Sofik you should be potter. Rather, Tosfos felt it necessary to add that since it's a Sofik, you might come to an Isser Daraisa, and therefore we should tell him not to be Oilel L'Regel Misofik. Now the Turi Evan, as well as the Sfas Emes, and the truth is in the Meiri already in our Sugya, it's discussed, that according to the way Rashi learns the Gemara's Kasha, Itzrichro l'me'utei sveika, that it should be Poshut, that since it's only a Sofik, he should be Potter, it would seem to be a Raya to the Machlokes Rishonim about Sofik Daraisa L'chumra. We know the klal is that any sofik midaraisa you have to go l'chumra, as opposed to a sofik darabonah where we go l'kula. That which sofik daraisa l'chumra is the pshat that min haTorah you have to go l'chumra. Does the Torah require from us to be mekayim a mitzvah even if it's only a sofik, or not to be over an avera even if it's only a sofik, or min haTorah if you have a sofik you could go l'kula? The rabbanon said that in cases of sveikos daraisa you must go l'chumra. As opposed to cases of sveikis in their own dinim, there the Rabbanan said that will allow you to go l'kula. And here in Ersegur, the Gemara asks Akasha that someone who's a sofik, whether the mechuyiv in the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, then misvar we should have said your potter. In other words, sveiko dairaisa, l'kula midairaisa. And even though we always say sofik dairaisa l'chumra, that's only din d'rabbanan. The Rabbanan were mechayiv us to go l'chumra. But here we're discussing a drasha, whether the Torah has to be memayit for us, a sofik, a tumtum. Here the Gemara says that the Torah doesn't have to be memayit for us, because in Dinei Torah, anyways you're potter on a sofik. So the way Rashi in Ersugya learns, we'll have a raya that Shitas Rashi is, that sofik d'araisa l'chumra, only midarbanon, not midaraisa. Now, as we said, the Meiri in Eretz Sugya discusses this. He brings the Raya from Eretz Sugya, and he brings other Rayas. This is a Machlokes Rishonim, which is Negeya all over Shas. Many know of this Machlokes as Shmaitza Aleph. This is the first Chelik of the Sefer Shav Shmaitza. He's Meirich about this. He brings the Shita of the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Meis. The Rambam says clearly that the Din Sofek Dereis Elchumra is only a Din Darabonon. The Rambam says whether it's Dinei Tuma Utaira or Isser Veheter, always the rule is that Midai Raisa, really, in the case of a Sofek, one can go Lekula. Only Midai Rabbanon, they required one from to go Lechumra in Sveikos Dereisa. The other Shita is known as the Shita of the Rashba. The Rashba holds that Sofek Dereisa Lechumra is a Din Dereisa. Now, as we said, Rashi seems to say, like the Shita of the Rambam, that it's only Midai Rabbanon. And Tosis, however, Tosis did not explain like Rashi. Rather, he added that a tumtum would be potter b'makom sofik in order that he should not come the iser of chulin ba'azara. Tosis would seem to hold like the other tzad that a sofik midaraisa, really you would go l'chumra midaraisa. Only in this case where you might come the iser, here we should tell the tumtum not to be oyler regel so that he does not come to be over chulin ba'azara. And this would fit well with Tosis in other places that the Shev Shmaitza brings. He says Tosis shita always is that sofik daraisa l'chumra midaraisa. The Sfasemis in Eretz Sugya, he quotes the Rashi, and he says, L'chayr Rashi is a raya that Safik Dereisa L'chumra is only Midarbanan, and he has a mahalach to answer Rashi to be matchik that this raya is not a good raya, but we won't go into that right now. Now the Shar HaMelech, in Hilchas Chagiga Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, he has a very nice cheshbin. He discusses Shitas Tosfos. Tosfos, like we mentioned in Eretz Sugya, explains the Gemara's Kasha, Yitzchur Cholim Yutei Sveika, that we should not allow the Tumtum to be Oyla Regel, so that he does not come to be over the Isra of Chulin Bazara. And Tosis continues, he asks Akasha, in Dibar Maschel El Tumtum, the first wide line, he says, V'yesh Lahaksha, he says, Laisi Al Tanai. What's the problem? Let the Tumtum come be Oyla Regel, and he'll bring a carbon, and he'll make it Tanai. He'll say, if I'm a Chuyiv to be Oyla Regel, this will be an Oyla Sri'iyah. And if I'm an Isha and I'm Potter, then I'll bring this carbon as an Adava. It won't be an Eilas Re'iyah, it will be an Eilas Nadava. And Tosis continues, and he says that in this case, Enechanami, you would not be able to be makrovit on the first day of Yontif, because the Nadarim and Nadavis are not brought on Yontif. You would have to bring it one of the other days. And Tosis continues about the Shal of Tashlumin, that even though in this case, he was not able to bring it on the first day, Tosis says it would not be a problem for him to bring it the rest of the days, even according to the Manda Omar, that the other days are Tashlumin of the Yom Rishon. He quotes a similar svar, as he said earlier on, Daf Bezom and Aleph. Al-Kopanim, that's Tosis' kasha. That let him bring a carbon out tonight. And Tosis' teretz is that you can't do that. The mevata le mismicha. If this tumtum is going to bring a carbon, he's not going to be able to do smicha on the carbon, because the din is that nashim are not mechuyiv to do smicha, and therefore they're not allowed to do smicha. And since he might be an isha, he cannot do smicha. And we do not allow someone to bring a carbon which we know lechatchila might cause him to be mevata the mitzvah smicha. In other words, maybe really he's an ish and he is mechayiv to do smicha, and we know beforehand that this carbon he will not be able to do smicha on. Therefore, we do not allow him to bring a carbon. It sounds like from this tosis that a tumtum can never bring a carbon nedava because he's not going to be able to do smicha, and he's bringing a carbon which we know lechatchila might be mevatel the mitzvah of smicha. Al kapanim, that tosis teretz that there's no eitzah to bring a carbon out tonight, because he's not going to be able to do smicha on the carbon, and he might end up being mevatel the mitzvah of smicha, therefore, he cannot bring the carbon at all. And that's the Gemara's kasha. Why do you need a pasuk to be mevatel tumtum? Either way, if he's a sofik, he's pater, we do not allow him to come and bring a carbon, so why do you need the drasha to pater him? Now the Shar HaMelech over here asks the kasha, he quotes this Tosis, the reason why the tumtum would be pater, he would not have an eitzah of bringing a carbon and making a tanai, because there's a problem with the smicha. And he asks a kasha from here on the shita of the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Hilchas Chagiga Halacha Aleph. The Rambam has a shita which is mechudish. We'll see more about this later on in Mirtz Hashem on Dav Zayin. The Rambam holds that one can be yotze his chiyuv of oilas ri'iyah by bringing an oif. This is not like the pashas of the Gemara later on in Dav Zayin, but that's how the Rambam paskins. One can bring an oif and be mekayim oilas ri'iyah. Now the Shar HaMelech asks, the din is that an oif has no smicha bechlal. And if so, the kasha of Tosis comes back. What does the Gemara ask? Is Trichol Mute Sveiko? And Tosis explained, because there's a problem of Chulin Bazara. And Tosis adds that even if you'll bring it out tonight, there's a problem with the smicha. According to the Rambam, there's a simple eitzah. Let a tumtum come, be oile regel, and bring an oile sri'iyah, an oif. An oif has no smicha. And I'll bring it out tonight, that if I'm not mechuyiv in a ri'iyah, this oile sa'if should be a nedava and not a carbon chayva. And we won't have any problem with the smicha because eifes anyways don't have a mitzvah of smicha. This is the Sharon Melech's kasha on the Rambam. And he says, no, it's not a kasha b'chlal. Tosis and the Rambam fit very well to Shitasi. The Rambam holds that the rule is Safik Dairaisa Lachumra only midarabanan. So the Rambam can learn the Gemara's kasha, it's Chukrolim Ute Sveko Kipshutai, the way Rashi's mashma. The Gemara is asking that if it's only a Safik, then the male you should be Potter, because Dairaisa you don't have to go Lachumra by Sveikis. Only Taisvis, who held that the din is always Safik Dairaisa Lachumra midarabanan, he cannot learn the Gemara's kashas like that. That is Chukrolim Ute Sveko, that since it's only a Safik you should be Potter, because Taisvis holds that Misafik you should be Chayiv. Taisvis had to explain the Gemara's kasha is that there's a problem of Chulin Bazara. And therefore, Taisa had to go on to say that a Tanai is also not an Eitza because there's a problem with the Smicha. According to the Rambam, this will not work, like the Sharon Melech says, because you can bring an Oif, but according to the Rambam, you don't have to learn like Taisa's Bechlau, you can learn a whole different Mahalach in the Gemara, that Yitzchak Kalamutei Sveika means Kipshutai, that if it's only a Safik, you should be Potter, because Midairaisa there's no din to go to Chumra. So Taisa and the Rambam fit very well, Lishitosayu. Now, just one final point on this Inyan. To answer Shitas Rashi, which in Eretz Sugya seems to hold, Safik Dareisa L'chumra is only a Din Darabanan, and the Shmaitza, he brings a number of Rashis which are Mashma otherwise, that Rashi holds Safik Dareisa L'chumra is a Din Dareisa. So the Shmaitza himself mentions the Svara, he's not coming to answer this Dira in Rashi, but he mentions that perhaps there's a Chilik between Ischazik Yisura and Lo Ischazik Yisura. The Meiri in Eretz Sugya also says a similar Chilik. Ischazik Yisura means a case of a Safik where we know that there's some Isser over here, we're just not sure which is the Isser, which is the Heter. As opposed to Eina Ischazik Yisura, where we don't know that there's any Isser here Bechlal. It's not that we have one Isser and one Heter, we're not sure which is which. Rather, there's one item, one Safik, and we're not sure is it Mutar or Aser. And the Shmaita says that there's a Svar to be Mechalik, that by a Safik of Ischazik Yisura, there Midaraisa you have to go Lechumra. A Safik of Lo Ischazik Yisura, then only Midarbanan you have to go Lechumra. For example, there's a Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Tes, which talks about Orla in Chutz La'aretz. And the Gemara says that the din is, a Safik Orla in Chutz La'aretz is Mutter. And the Gemara says it's a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that a Safik Orla in Chutz La'aretz is Mutter. And this is one of the rayas that the Shmaitza, as well as others, bring, that the din is that Safik Dareisa L'Chumra Minat Torah. Because if Midareisa, when you have a Safik, you could go L'Kula, why would you need a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai to tell us that Safik Arlo and Chutz La'aretz is Mutter? Either way, the Misvar we would have known that. Since all Sfikas you could go L'Kula Midairaisa. From here would be Mashma that Safik Dareisa L'Chumra is a Din Dareisa. However, the Shmaita says that maybe in a Chanami you only need a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai in a case of Ischazik Yisura. In a case where you know that there's some Arlo over here, and some other pairs which you know are not Arlo, and they got mixed up. Or if one tree is Arlo, one's not Arlo, you're not sure which is which. In that case, which is an Ischazik Yisura, you would have said, Safik Dareisa L'chumra Midareisa. And from that you need the Halacha L'moshe Misinai that we could be Mekel in Chutz La'aretz not to go L'chumra. But in a case where it's not Ischazik Yisura, there perhaps the klal always is that Safik Dareisa L'chumra only Midarbana, not Midareisa. Now in our case of a tumtum is also a case of non ischazik yisura. It's not the pshat that we have a zocher here and a nekeva here, we're not sure which is which. We have one person, we're not sure is he a zocher or is he a nekeva. Maybe only in this case of non ischazik yisura, that's where we see from Rashi, the way he learned the sugya, that Safik Dareisa L'chumra is only Darabon and it's not a Din Dareisa. But in the case of ischazik yisura, then maybe Rashi would hold that you have to go L'chumra Minat Torah. Now let's go back to Shitas Tosfos. Taisus explained the Gemara's kasha, Itzchach Kol Muutei Sveika, that we would know that a tumtum is potter because he cannot bring a carbon. It's a problem of bringing chulin lazara misafik, and the Turi Evan and the Svasemis are both ma'ir and Taisus that ain't a chenami. He would not bring a carbon, but why is that muchach that he cannot come bechlal? Maybe you need a drasha of zechurcha to tell us that the tumtum should not come into the lazara at all. He's potter from the mitzvah of riyas panim. Perhaps they say this is a raya that Tosfos holds, like the Shita of the Rambam, which we discussed earlier on Daf Beis. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Chagiga says that if one comes into the Azar without bringing a carbon, he's not mekayim the essay of Yeroa Kol Zechurcha. The din of La Yeroa Panei Rekam is a tenai, it's a condition in the mitzvah of Yeroa Kol Zechurcha, and maybe that's what Tosfos means as well. Since this tumtum, who is a Safik, cannot bring a carbon, once he cannot bring a carbon, he's not able to be mekayim the mitzvah of Yeroa Kol Zechurcha, and that's the Gemara's kasha. Why do you need a miyat for a tumtum Either way, he cannot be mekayim the mitzvah, because since he can't bring a korban, he also cannot possibly be yotze yiro kol zechurcha. And the Madcha, the Turyevan, and the Sfasemis, they both say that from Tosis is not a raya. Rather, Tosis can really hold that it's shaykh to be mekayim the essay of yiro kol zechurcha even without bringing a korban. So what does Tosis mean that Tumtum should be potter because he cannot bring a korban? He won't bring a korban, but you would still say that he's mechuyiv in the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, and for that you need a pasuk of yiro kol zechurcha to be memayid him from that. So the Turi Evan and the Sfasemis explain that what exactly is the kasha we're asking on Tosfos, that we should tell him to be mekayim the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel even though he's not bringing a korban. Now the truth is a chashash, maybe he's going to be over the lav of l'yiroi panei reikom. However, they say that we should apply the klal of esei doichei lo sasei. Tell him to be mekayim the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel even though he might actually end up being over the lav of l'yiroi panei reikom. In other words, this tumtum is a suffix. It's possible that he's an Isha, and if he's an Isha, and he ends up coming to the Azara, so he will not be mekayim the mitzvah of Yiroa kol zechurcha, and he won't be over the lav either of the Yiroa panei reikam. But on the tzad that he's a Zachar, we're going to tell him to be oila l'regel to be mekayim the mitzvah of Yiroa kol zechurcha, even though he'll end up being over the lav of the Yiroa panei reikam, but we should say, Esei doicha lo isasei. That's the way the Turi Evan presents the Kasha on Tosfos. And the Sfasemis adds even more than that. He says, the lav of Le'iroa Panei Reikom, he's really being over that only ba'oinis, because we're not allowing him to bring a carbon. Since Lamaisa he's a Sufik, perhaps he's an Isha, and it will be a problem of Chulun Bazara, we're telling him that we do not let him bring a carbon. So the Kasha is, we should tell him to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Le'iroa Kol Zechurcha, and that should be Madcha de Loisasei, or like the Sfasemis says, the Loisasei is ba'oinis. And therefore the Kasha comes back, what is the Gemara asking? No, if there would not be a mitzvah of Zechurcha, we would have told him to be oil l'regel, to be mekayim the mitzvah. We need the pasuk to tell us that he's potter from that mitzvah. So on this, the Turi Evan answers to explain Tosfos that we'll apply the klal of ein esei doichei leisasei shebemigdash. We do not use the regular rule of esei doichei leisasei by a lav in the base of Migdash. And therefore, we will not allow the tumtum to be oil l'regel, because he might end up being over the lav of le'iroa panei reikom, which is a leisasei shebemigdash. That's the Turi Evan's explanation of Tosfos. But the Sfasemis argues on this, and he says an important yesod. He says, here we definitely will not say, Esei doichei lo isasei. And he compares this to a yesod that the Tzlach says in Psachim. The Tzlach is talking about the lav of leisishchot al chometz dam zivchi. One is not allowed to shech the Korban Pesach while he still has chometz. And the Tzlach discusses whether we would apply the klal of Esei doichei lo isasei. For example, someone who has chametz and there's no way for him to get rid of it right now, and he wants to know, can he go and bring his Korban Pesach to be mekayim the essay? Will we say that the essay of bringing a Korban Pesach should be madche, the lav of leisishchat al chametz dam zivchi, the isur to shech the Korban Pesach while you own chametz? And the Tzlach says, here we surely will not apply the klal of essay doichel leisasei, because the Torah gave the lav for specifically the case where the essay applies. The Torah is talking about a person who's going to be mekayim the essay, and the Torah says, do not do it, do not be mekayim this essay if you still own chametz. Here we surely cannot say essay doichel leisasei. And the Sfasemis says the same thing will apply over here. The Torah gives a mitzvah essay yeyroa kol zechurcha, and the Torah says, v'lo yeyroa panei reikom. When you're mekayim the essay, do not come empty-handed. Here we cannot say the klal of essay doichel leisasei, that if the only way he'll be able to be mekayim ri'iyas panim is by coming without a korban, here the Torah specifically said that in the case when you're trying to be mekayim the essay, do not be over the lav. Here we cannot apply the klal of essay doichel leisasei. Therefore, the Sfasemis explains, Tosfos is very good. Tosfos explains the Gemara's kasha, that you should not need a miyut for a tumtum, because the Gemara means he cannot bring the korban, because it's a chash chulin bazara. Once we do not allow him to bring the korban, we're not going to tell him that he should be oil l'regel, because he might end up being over the lav. And don't ask that essay doicha leisa say, here the klal will not apply. So even without any miyutim, we know already that he's not supposed to be oil l'regel. That's the Gemara's kasha. Why do you need the miyut of schurcha to exclude a tumtum? So to summarize, there are three mahalchim to understand Tosfos. Tosfos explained the Gemara's kasha is, Ischach kol miute sveika, that it's poshut that a tumtum cannot bring a carbon, and therefore why do you need a pasuk to be memayit him? And we ask that Einachanam he cannot bring a carbon, but maybe you would still think that he has to be oil regel. Tosfos can mean one of three things, either like the sheet of the Rambam, that the mitzvah of aliyah regel is dependent on bringing a carbon, and once we will not allow him to bring the carbon, memayit there's no point in him being oil regel. And that's the Gemara's kasha, why do you need a pasuk to be memayit him? Or like the Turi Evan says, if he ready cannot bring a carbon, we will also not allow him to be oyle regel, because he might end up being over the lav. And here we cannot apply esei deicha leisasei, because ein esei deicha leisasei sheba migdosh. Or like the Sfas Emes says, that here b'chal you wouldn't say esei deicha leisasei, since the Torah gave the lav specifically in the situation when one comes to be mekayim the esei, here you wouldn't say esei deicha leisasei, and therefore since the tumtum cannot bring a carbon, he also cannot come into the azara, and that's the Gemara's kasha, why do you need a mute? Now before we move on to the next sugya, we'll mention two more interesting points that the Turi Evan makes. Firstly, he says, whether you learn the Gemara's kasha of Yitzchak Kolimute Sveika, the way Rashi's mashma, that the Gemara's kasha is that it's poshut that midday reisa, since it's a suffix he's potter from Re'iyo, or if you learn like Tosfos, that we will not allow him to be oyle regel because he cannot bring a carbon, it's a problem of chulin ba'azara. Either way, he asks, still l'chaira, we should need a posuk of Zchurcha to be memayit a tumtum, in a case when the first day of Yontif he was a tumtum. In other words, it was not revealed whether he's a Zachar or a Nekeva. And sometime later on Yontif, he was Nikra, his anatomy was revealed, and we find out that he's a Zachar. What's the din? Is he Mechuyif to be Oyle Regel now and bring a carbon or not? And he says, this child is only Negea according to the Mad Amar later on in Daftes, that Kulam Tashlumen Derishain, the din Tashlumen is only for someone who is Mechuyif on the first day. And he did not bring a carbon, then there's a din Tashlumen. But someone who is not mechuyev on the first day, he's also not mechuyev the rest of Yontif. Like we saw earlier in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara mentions this machlokes. Because if you hold like the other shita, then even someone who is potter the first day, but if he becomes mechuyev later on, he has a din tashlumen. But if you hold that kulon tashlumen derishin, only someone who is mechuyev in the first day is mechuyev in tashlumen. So this tumtum, who on the first day cannot bring a carbon, what's the din if we find out later that he's a zachar? Does he have a din tashlumen? And the Turi Evan says that l'chaira, for this case, you need a drush of schurcha to be mitzi tumtum. Because if the only reason he was potter on the first day is because of the suffix, either like Rashi explained that misuffix is potter because midai raisa, fekaisai potter, or like Taisha says because we did not allow him to bring a carbon because of achshash chulun ba'azara, so then afterwards, once we find out that he was a zachar, he definitely should have a din tashlumin, because he was never actually potter. It was only a suffix. Once we find out that he is a zachar, so now he has to be mekayim the mitzvah, midin tashlumin. However, once we have a drush of zechurcha to exclude a tumtum, so he was potter on the first day, not only because we had a suffix whether he was a zacha or a nekeva, rather the Torah patterned him b'toras vaday. The Torah said that anyone who is a tumtum is mufka, he does not have the mitzvah. And therefore, if the second day he no longer is a tumtum, still he will remain potter, there will be no din tashlumin, according to the Mad Amar, kulun tashlumin derishain. Since the whole din tashlumin is only for someone who is mechuyev on the first day, this tumtum was potter on the first day. So again, what's the Gemara asking Akasha? It's shechol mutei sveika. No, you still need a drasha to patter a tumtum, because if not, there'll be this nafkamina about the din tashlumin. There's a second interesting kasha that the Turi Evan discusses, and that is that l'chari we should still need the drasha of schorcha to exclude a tumtum, to tell us that he's potter from the mitzvah, he has no din to be oyle regel, and no din of la'ira upon a reikom. And even though, even without the drasha, we would know that he's not oyle regel, but there's still nafkamina, and that is it mutter for this tumtum to walk into the azara on yontif? If the reason he was potter, let's go with the derech of Tosfos, that we do not allow him to bring a carbon because of achshash chulin ba'azara, and once he cannot bring a carbon, he doesn't come into the azara either. According to that, it would be awesome for him to walk into the azara, because misafik, maybe he's being over the lav of la'ira upon a reikom. Maybe really he's a zachar, and he has a mitzvah of aliyah regel and a lav of la'ira upon a reikom. And if he comes into the azara, he's being over the lav. So we will not allow this tumtum to come in. But now that there's a drasha of zechurcha to exclude a tumtum, that he's not bechal the mitzvah, he doesn't have the mitzvah or the lav, so now he's mutter to walk into the azara. So how could the Gemara ask a kasha that you don't need a drasha? No, there is an afkamina. Now that we have a drasha to tell us that he's not b'chlal the mitzvah, we'll allow him to come inside the azara. That's the kasha of the Turi Evan. Now it would seem that he means to ask his kasha also on the other derech in the sugya, the way we explained Rashi, that the Gemara's kasha ischichol muta isfeka is that midei reisa, sofik dei reisa lekula, therefore he's not mechuyev in the mitzvah, since he's only a sofik. That's the Gemara's kasha ischichol muta isfeka, why do we have to be memayed him? Either way, if he's a sofik, he's potter. And it sounds like the Turi Evan is asking on that as well, that you need the pasuk to tell us that he's allowed to come into the Azara. Because if not for this drasha of Zchorcha, which tells us that he's potter, he's not bechal the essay, and not bechal the leisasei, we would have said that Eina Chanami misofik, he's potter from Aliyah Leregel and potter from a carbon, but we would have also said that he's not allowed to come into the Azara misofik. Maybe he's going to be over the love of Lo Yirah Panei Reikom. And therefore, we need the drasha of Zechor Chot to exclude a tumtum to tell us that he is allowed to come to Lazar because he doesn't have the Esay or the Loisosay. That's the mashmois of the Turi Evan. But Lachar, it would seem difficult to understand because if you hold like this mahalach, that Rashi's mashma, that Safik Dairaisa Midairaisa is Lekula, and therefore he's potter from Riyas Panim and he's potter from a carbon. But if one wants to go into the Azara, Lachar, on that also we should say the same thing. Midairaisa, he's allowed to come in. Since it's only a Safik Isser, maybe he's being overlay Ra upon Irekam, maybe he's not. So on a Dairaisa level, we say Safik Dairaisa Lekula, and he's allowed to come into the Azara. So you can't ask that the pasuk of Zechorcha is necessary to tell us that a tumtum is allowed to come in. Lachar, even without the drasha, you would have said that a tumtum is allowed to come in. Since he's only being over an Isser Misafik, on a deraisa level, Safik deraisa is Lakula. But Al-Kopanam, at least in Shita's Toisvis, the Turi Evan does have a good kasha, that without the pasuk of Zechorcha, you would have said he's not allowed to come in. Therefore, you should need the drasha of Zechorcha to tell us that tumtum can come into the Azara. Agapanim will leave off of these 2 points of the Turi Evan. Lamaisa, the Turi Evan himself has a different mahalach in the sugya, which we won't go into right now. Now the Gemara continues and brings the part of the Braisa that says Kol Zechorcha LeRabbi Sasaktanim, and Abaye explained that means Katan Sheigia Lechinuch, that which the Mishnah says a Katan is Potter, that's before it's a Gia Lechinuch. The Gemara asks that the din of Chinuch is Darbanon. How could we say that it's learned from a pasuk? And the Gemara concludes. It's only midarbanon v'kras machto ba'almahu. So what is the drasha of kol zechorcha? The Gemara quotes a braisa, achirim aimrim, that a mekametz and a metzarif and a bursi, all these are potter min ar'iyah. We learn it from the pasuk of kol zechorcha, which is memayit elu she'enon ru'uyin la'alosim kol zechorcha, like Rashi explains, because they have a bad smell, they're not able to come along with everyone else to be oyle regal. Now we'll take a look at the Rambam, Perek Beis Hilchas Chagiga Halacha Beis. The Rambam brings a mikametz and a mitzarif and a bursi. The Rambam says all of these, afal pi shehin meusim, even though they're repulsive, mipnei melachton, harei elu metaharin gufon umalbushon, they clean themselves well and their clothing well, ve'olin b'chla Yisrael lirois, and they come up to be olin regel together with the rest of Chla Yisrael. And the Kesef Mishnah, as well as the Marikurkis and others, they're all bothered. Why does the Rambam paskin not like our Gemara? Our Gemara says that from Kol Zechorcha we learn to exclude all of these people who are not Yechilim La'alois in Kol Zechorcha. So the Marikurkis wants to say that even our Gemara, who patters them because they're not Yechilim La'alois in Kol Zechorcha, that's only while they're in their state of uncleanliness. But if they're metahir themselves, they clean themselves well, like the Rambam says, and they're clothing well, then they are Yechilim La'alois in Kol Zechorcha. Because if Mishnah wants to say that since our Gemara says Veloshin Achirim, it's mashup that there's someone who is chilek on them, and the Rambam did not want to paskin like these Achirim, rather we paskin like the Shita that holds that they are Chayiv, and even though we don't know what to do with the drasha of Kol Zechorcha, we'll have to say that the Shita that argues on Achirim will have some other drasha for Kol Zechorcha. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. However, we mentioned earlier in Daf Beis Amud Aleph that when the Rambam brings down the din of Katan, Perek Beis Hilchas Chagiga Halacha Gimel, the lashon of the Rambam is kol koton sheyochel leechis biyodei shel oviv velalois miyushleim leharabayis oviv chayiv lehaloisei uleheirois boi kedei lechanchay b'mitzvahs shenemar yeiroa kol zechurcha. And the Nosei Kelim over there are madchik. Why did the Rambam bring the pasuk of yeiroa kol zechurcha, which according to the maskana is only in asmachta? However, we saw the Nitziv over there. He learns the Rambam kipshutai. The Rambam paskens that it is a din deiraisa. It's not only in asmachta. Once the son reaches an age that the father is able to bring him with him, the father has to bring him in Dairaisa. And according to that, it would come out very good why the Rambam does not paskin like the Achirim. Since the Rambam did not want to paskin that the drosha of Kol Zechorcha in the Braisa is only in Asmachta, rather it's a drosha Gemura, so we do not have the extra word Kol to tell us the din of Achirim that Misha Eina Yochal Lalois in Kol Zechorcha is Potter, therefore the Rambam Eina Chanami paskin that they are Chayiv. So these two Psakim of the Rambam fit very well together. Now at the bottom of the Omer, Rava brings that Misha'ina Yochal Lalois Biraglov includes someone who is Mifanki, like Rashi explains, someone who is not able to walk without shoes, because the din is that from Harabais one was not allowed to walk with their shoes on. And the Gemara at the top of Omer Beis quotes a pasuk, Ki Savoyu Lirais Ponai Mikbikesh Zois Miyedchem Remois Chatzerai. One cannot trample on the Chotzer of Hashem, meaning to say you cannot walk with shoes. And Rava says, someone who is mefanki, he's not able to do that, he's included in the p'tur of Misha'in Yochal Lalois Biraglov. Now Tosis over here at the top of the Omud, he asks that the Gemara here seems to say that the makar, that one cannot walk with shoes, is from the pasuk of Kisavayu Lireis Panay, Mi Biker Zayis Miyadchem and Moishat Seirai. Yet we find elsewhere in Brachas Daf Samach Beis a different makar from the pasuk of Shal Na'alecha Miryal Raglecha. The Gemara says this is the makar that one may not wear shoes on Har HaBayis. And Taisa says V'yesh Leimar Dehosam Iker. The Iker Joshua is like the Gemara Bracha says, from Shal Na'alecha Miryal Raglecha. We see that any Admas Kodesh, one may not wear shoes there. That which Eric Gemara brought a different pasuk, Taisa says, that since this pasuk is speaking about Aliyah L'Regel, and that's what our sukkah is referring to, so we'd rather bring this pasuk, which also tells us that one cannot wear shoes when he's Eila on Har HaBayis. Now you'll see that there's another teretz to this kasha from the Rishash and Yevamis. Why is it that Eric Gemara brings the pasuk of Ramos Chatzerai, and the Gemara Brachas brings the pasuk of Shal Na'alecha Mi'al Raglecha? The Rishash is in Yevamis, Daf Kuf Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara over there is talking about the din of Chalitza. Part of the Seder of Chalitza, the pasuk says, is V'choltza Na'aloi Mi'al Raglov V'yerka Befonov. And the Mishnah over there in Kuf Aleph Amid Aleph discusses what type of shoe is called a Na'al. The Mishnah discusses different types of footwear, what is considered a Na'al to be Mekayim the din of Choltza Na'aloi. And the Mishnah says that if one uses anpilya, which is like a sack, then chalitzasa psula. Anpilya cannot be called a na'al, which the Torah says. And the Gemara Kuf Beis Amud Beis discusses anpilya, and the Gemara says that you see like this from a Mishnah in Shkolim as well, that anpilya is not considered a na'al. The Mishnah in Shkolim is talking about the Chumas HaLishka, and the Mishnah says the one who goes into the Lishka to take out the money for the Chumas HaLishka, he is not allowed to go in with a beged which has a seam, in order that no one should be choshed him that he stole some money, so he has to go in with certain types of begodim where it's not possible to pocket any of the money. And the Mishnah says also that he cannot be wearing any type of anpilya, any type of sacks, for the same reason that no one should be choshed that he put some of the money into his sacks. And the Mishnah continues, V'ein tzarech leimar bin min'ol v'sandal. And surely he cannot be wearing a minol and a sandal, l'fisha ein nechnasim b'minol v'sandal la'azara. Because either way he's not allowed to be wearing a minol v'sandal inside the azara. And from here the Gemara proves that anpilya is not considered a na'al, because the mashmais of the Mishnah is that only minol v'sandal is osur to wear in the azara, and anpilya is only osur for chumas halishka for a different reason. Now Rashi over there explains why is minol v'sandal osur to wear in the azara. Rashi brings the pasuk of Mi Bikesh Zeis B'yedchem Remois Chatzerai, the same pasuk that Agamar and Chagiga Daf Dalet brings, that one is not allowed to wear shoes when he goes up to the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Rashash over there is Ma'ir as well, why does Rashi choose to quote this pasuk of Mi Bikesh Zeis B'yedchem Remois Chatzerai? And he quotes Er Toisus over here, that Toisus asks, how come in Barachas the Gemara brings a different pasuk of Shana Alecha, and here in Chagiga the Gemara brings a pasuk of Mi Bikesh Zeis B'yedchem Remois Chatzerai? Now we could add, really, that the Teretz of Taisus and Er Sugya would not help us for the Rashi in Yevamis. Taisus says the reason Er Sugya chose a pasuk in Yeshaya and not a pasuk in the Torah is because since Er Sugya is talking about Aliyah L'Regel, we'd rather choose a pasuk which is also talking about Aliyah L'Regel. But Rashi over there in Yevamis, which is not talking about anything to do with Aliyah L'Regel, why did Rashi choose to quote this pasuk of Remeis Chatzerai and not the pasuk of Shana Lecha Mi'al Raglecha? Now the Rishash over there continues and he points out something else. He says the lashon of the Mishnah in Shkolim is l'fisha ein nechnasin b'minol v'sandal la azara. And the Rishash asks, why does it say that you can't wear a minol v'sandal in the azara? The Mishnah in Brachis Nundal Amar Aleph says clearly that anywhere in Har HaBayis one cannot wear a sandal. The Mishnah over there says l'ikonis la Har HaBayis b'makloi b'minoloi b'pundosoi. And on that the Gemara over there in Daf Samach Beis, which is the Gemara that Taisus over here quotes, the Gemara says the Makar is from the pasuk of Shal Na'alecha Mi'al Raglecha. So why is it that the Mishnah in Shkolim says that you cannot come into the Azara, and the Mishnah in Bracha says you cannot come to Har HaBayis? And the Rishash says that maybe this is why Rashi chose the pasuk of Mi Bikesh Zeis B'yedchem Remeis Chatzerai and not the pasuk of Shal Na'alecha Mi'al Raglecha. Because the pasuk of Shal Na'alecha includes anywhere which is Admas Kodesh, the entire Har HaBayis. Besides that pasuk, there's an additional Isra which is learned from the pasuk of Remeis Chatzerai, which is only on the Chotzer of the Beis HaMikdash, only in the Azara, not in the whole Har HaBayis. And therefore, since the Lashon of the Mishnah and Shkolim is the Azara, so Rashi chooses to bring the pasuk which adds an additional Isra in the Azara from the pasuk of Remeis Chatzerai. And if so, the Rishash says, we can answer Taisus' Kasha in Chagiga Daf Dalet as well. Tosis asked, why did Gemara bring the pasuk of Ramos Chatzerei and not the pasuk of Shana Olecha? Because our Gemara is talking about Aliyah L'Regel. By Aliyah L'Regel, one has to come all the way inside the Azara, and to come inside the Azara has an added Isser of Ramos Chatzerei besides the general Isser all over Harabais of Shana Olecha. So our Gemara wanted to point out the Isser Chomer, the additional Isser for one to come into the Azara with shoes on. This would be a good teretz to Tosis' kasha. However, the Rishash leaves off that Rashi in Eretz Sugyo is not so meduik according to this. Rashi in the top line of Daud Amar Beis, Rashi says, "Ein Adam Nichnas Lahara Bayis B'min Oloi." The Ksiv Mi Bikeish Zois B'Yentchem and Moishat Tzeirai. According to the Pshat of the Rishash in Er Gemara, Rashi should have stressed Azara, not Harabais. If Er Gemara is bringing the pasuk of Moishat Tzeirai to add an extra Isser of coming into the Azara, why does Rashi say a loshon of Ein Adam Nichnas Lahara Bayis? And we'll have to say that Rashi's loshon is Levdafka. But Al-Kupanim, it comes out according to the Rishash, there are two separate Isurim. There's one general Isur all over Harabayis, that's from the Pasuk of Shana Olecha Me'araglecha. And there's an additional Isur for the Azara, that's learned from the Pasuk of Ramos Chatzerei. However, the Chari, it's still a bit schwer. Why would we need an additional Isur for the Azara? Once anyways the whole Harabayis is Asur to come with shoes, why does the Torah have to give us an additional Isur for the Azara? What's the Nafkamina, the fact that it's more Chomer, that there's a special Pasuk for the Azara? So in the Sefer Tvuas Yekev, there's a very nice hashlama to this mahalach of the Rishash, which would answer this kasha, why is it necessary to have a separate Isser in the Azara? And that is that there's really another place where the word Azara is mentioned, legabi the Isser of coming with a minol. The Rishash himself mentions this at the end of his piece. He says that the Mishnah and Shabbos, Daf Samach Vavam and Aleph, also says a loshon of an Isser to come into the Azara. The Mishnah over there in Shabbos is talking about different types of crutches or prosthetics which handicapped people used to use to walk with, and the Mishnah discusses which type is mutter to go out with in the Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos and which type of is Osir. And Derech Agav, the Mishnah adds about a certain type of smuchais, a type of foot support, she'ein nechnasim ben ba'azara, that it's considered a nal and one can also not go into the Azara with that type of support. Here again, the Mishnah uses a Lashon of Azara and not Harabais. Now in the Sefer Tzvuas Yekev, he points out that Rashi over there in Shabbos is Mevur, that this type of smuchas could be made either out of oyer, leather, or out of eitz, out of wood also. And the Mashmois is that even to come into the Azara with this smuchas made out of wood is also Asr. It would be included in the Isser. And furthermore, he says the Gemara Yevamos, which we mentioned before, which is mechalik between anpilya and minol v'sandal, is also mashma that a minol v'sandal, which is made out of different material, not from oyer, would also have the isser of coming into the Azara. And he asks that we find wherever the Torah uses a lashon of na'al, it has to be something which is made dafka out of oyer. The Gemara Yevamos says like this, legabi chalitza, that whatever na'al is used, it has to be made out of oyer. The Gemara of them in Yevamos, Kuf Beis Amud Beis, says this is learned from a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Va'anu alcha tachash." A pasuk in Yecheskel, we see the lashon of na'al is used on something which is made out of oyer. And therefore, when the Torah says na'al by chalitza, also it has to be made out of oyer. And if so, the kasha is, how could we say in the Mishnah and Shabbos, according to Rashi, that even to come in Harabayis with something not made out of oyer is also asur? And like the Gemara in Yevamos is mevur, that to come inside the Azara for the one who's Tayrim Chumas Halishka, it's mashma over there that even a na'al which is not made out of oyer is also asur. L'chara, anything that's not made out of oyer, if it's not made out of leather, it's not called a na'al. However, he says in this Sefer, based on the Rishash, we have a beautiful teretz to this kasha. There are really two psukim. There's one pasuk of Shana Olecha Me'araglecha, that's referring to anywhere in Harabayis. There the pasuk says na'al, and there in Echanami, only a leather shoe would be asur to wear. Anything not made out of leather is not included in na'al. But since there's a separate pasuk, a pasuk of Mi Bikei Zois B'Yedchem R'moyz Chatzerai, Chatzerai is referring to the Azara, there's a separate Isser to come into the Azara wearing any type of shoe. There the pasuk does not say na'al. It just says a lashon of R'moyz Chatzerai, a lashon of trampling. That Isser would include even something which is not leather. And if so, Rashi in Yevamos is very meduyik. Rashi that quotes the pasuk of Mi Bikei Zois B'Yedchem R'moyz Chatzerai and not the pasuk of Shana Olecha Me'araglecha, because the Gemara over there was talking about even a na'al not made out of leather, that would not be included in the pasuk of Shana Olecha Me'araglecha. For that you have to have the other pasuk of Ramos Chatzerai. And our Gemara as well, where the Gemara talks about Mifanki, someone who's Mifunuk and not able to be Oilel Regel, he can't come into the Azara. The Gemara Badafka brings this pasuk of Ramos Chatzerai Because the pasuk of Shana Alecha only includes something made out of leather, and therefore someone who was mefunuk, he would be able to put on a different type of shoes and be oyel regel. That's what the Gemara brought the pasuk of Ramos Chatzirai, which, like the Rosh Hashanah says, is a separate iser, which only includes the Hazara, and that includes any type of footwear. And according to this, the Mishnah in Shabbos also, that talks about the smuchis, that you cannot come into the Hazara, the Mishnah specifically speaks about the Hazara, because we're talking about any type of smuchis, even not made out of oyer. That would not be also in Harabais, only in the Hazara. So we now have a Hashlama to understand the Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah says that there are two separate psukim. One pasuk for the general harabayis, that's the pasuk of Shalna Alecha. And a specific pasuk for the Hazara, Mi Bikesh Zayis Miyadchem and Moish Chatzerai. And we asked, if anyways the whole harabayis is usher to wear shoes, what was added by the extra pasuk of Moish Chatzerai, a separate iser in the Hazara? According to this, it's very good. The iser in harabayis is only for leather shoes. The iser of Moish Chatzerai in the Hazara, there it doesn't say Dafka Loshen of Naal, there any type of shoe would be usher, that's only an iser in the Hazara. But Al Kopanim was Nageya Ersugya, we now have another teres to Taisus' Kasha, why Agamar chose the Pasuk of Ramos Chatzerai and not the Pasuk of Shal Nolecha Me'araglecha. We'll just finish off with one final point. The Gemara in Amud Beis discusses a Oral and a Tamei. The Gemara says that they're Potter Min Ar'iyah. And the Gemara explains that a Tamei who cannot come to Harabayis, he's also not Mechuyif to send his carbon to Harabayis. And we learn this out of a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Uvasa Shama Ve'Vesem Shama. Since the Tomei cannot come, he's also not mechuyif to send his carbon. Now the Turi Evan over here asks Akasha, why do we need a pasuk to tell us that he's not mechuyif to send his carbon? The whole chiyuv carbon is only chal once someone comes to the Hazara. Like the pasuk says, when you come, then you should not come empty-handed. Someone who doesn't come bechlal, so he might be mevatel the mitzvah's essay of Ri'iyas Panim, but he's not over the love of Leiro Panei Reikom. He had no chiyuv of Eilus Ri'iyah, because the chiyuv is only chal for someone who comes. So with Tamei Lamaisu, who's not going to come, he's not allowed to come, so of course he doesn't have to send the carbon, because the chiyuv carbon was never chal on him. And maybe the Turi Evan says, in a case where he came be'isr, he wasn't supposed to come, but he did come into the Hazara. One might think that in that case, he's mechuyif to bring a carbon. For that, you need a drasha to tell us that he's not mechuyif to bring a carbon. He says, it's not mistaber to say that someone who came be'isr would be included in lo'yiro panei reikom. If he wasn't supposed to come into the Hazara bechlau, the Torah would not say about him that he should not come empty-handed. And he gives two interesting terutzim. First terutz, he says, this is negeya for a tamei who's a kayin, and he is allowed to come in to be maker of a carbon tzibur. The din is tumah hutra b'tzibur. A kayin who's tamei has a heter to come in if he wants to be maker of a carbon tzibur. So what happens if this kayin tamei comes to be maker of the carbon tzibur? And when he comes inside, he's mekayim, the mitzvah of Ri'iyas Panim, even though otherwise he would not have been able to come, but now that he had a reason to come to be maker of the carbon tzibur, he's mekayim, the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel. And you would think that at that point it's chal on him a mitzvah to bring a oilas Ri'iyah. For that you need a drasha to tell us, this kayin whose tummy is not bebiya, in other words, he doesn't really have a chiv to come to be oyle regel. The only reason he was allowed to come bechlal is because he had a different reason, to be maker of the carbon tzibur. He would be excluded from the pasuk of ve'avesem shama, he would be putter from an oyle sri'iyah. And the second afkamina Turi Evan says, if a person who was tahor the first day of Yontif, and he came, he was oyle regel, he was mekayim riyas panim, but he did not yet bring his carbon. So then is he has tashlum in the rest of the days of Yontif. However, the second day he became Tomei, and he wants to send his carbon, even though he cannot come into the Hazara anymore, he wants to send his Eilus Ri'iyah to be Mekayim his mitzvah. Here the Pasuk tells us, no, Uvasa Shama Ve'Vesa Shama. If right now he's not able to come into the Hazara, he also has no Chiv Eilus Ri'iyah. So even though in this case it was Chal on him the Chiv, the first day when he was Mekayim Ri'iyas Panim, when he was still Tahar, at that point it was Chal on him the mitzvah of Eilus Ri'iyah, but once he becomes Tamei, the Torah says that if he's no longer Roi to come into the Hazara, he no longer has a Chiyuv, and therefore he cannot send his Eilus Ri'iyah to be Hukrav. Now we ran out of time, but Lamaisa, there's a Sfasemes, which is very interesting to see. He says that in both of these cases of the Turi Evan, both in the first case, the Kohen who was Tamei who came to be Makav of Karban Tzibur, and in the second case, where on the first day of Yontif he was Tahar and he came, he was Mekayim Aliyah L'Regel, both of these cases the Sfasemes says that he is mechuyev in Eilus Ri'iyah. This is not included in the drasha of Uvasa Shama ve'Vesem Shama.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.